Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Reverend Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. And as always, I want to start by thanking you, our listeners. We are so grateful for your encouragement and support. Please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. And if you miss an episode of the show, you can go to our website and download the podcast or MP3 of our broadcast. Details can be found on our website. As I record this broadcast and as we prepare for the Christmas season, I do want to share with you a Merry Christmas wish and hope that as you prepare for your celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, that God does everything to fill you with His Holy Spirit and with joy in knowing His love. The scripture that I want to share with you is not from the Christmas story, well, at least not directly about the events of Jesus' birth. It's about the consequences, about the life that we have been given, that we can live in Jesus Christ. And so I'd like to read to you from the letter of Jude, from the 17th verse to the 25th verse of this short letter from Jude to Christians of his day. Jude writes, "But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, 'In the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires.' These are men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, and power through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, both now and forevermore. Amen." Jude writes these words to Christians of his day, reminding them of that Jesus foretold that they would have troubles, which tells us, if we hadn't gained it from the other parts of this letter, tells us that the Christians in those days suffered because of their faith. They suffered the challenges of, particularly mentioned here, of people who scoffed at the faith, who derided the faith, and who tried to lead them away from the true faith. And Jude has some words for them and for us about how we can keep in the faith of Jesus Christ and fully enjoy the new life that Christ has given us. So we're going to take a look at that in a few moments. But let's listen to a song from the Christmas season, and it's a traditional hymn sung by Carolyn Ahrens, a Canadian singer and songwriter. From her album The Irrational Season, she's singing, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus."
Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in. Oh,
I've been finding over the last decade or so that the Christmas season has been dominated by the cries of Christians to keep Christ in Christmas. And that's a very important idea. That's a very important for us as Christians to keep the focus on Jesus Christ. It's unfortunate that sometimes the campaign to keep Christ in Christmas is kept with such anger and such a sense of trepidation as other aspects of the season seem to dominate our culture. Don't you find, as so many have, that the commercialism of Christmas, the buying of gifts, and the spending of money has become a little more than is required, and that in addition, sometimes even we're finding that as families drift away from faith, that even the family traditions, the gathering together of relatives and so on, can so often overwhelm the celebration of the birth of Christ, so that we're unable to make it to different worship services and different Christmas events because of all the chaos of the season. And additionally, when we listen to Christmas music anymore, we may find that it's more seasonal music than Christmas music. And even though Christmas may be mentioned, it only celebrates the parties, the chestnuts roasting over the open fire, the snow, and the decorations, and very little about the Son of God. This is a tough time for Christians when it comes to keeping our focus on Jesus, because all these other things are so much fun, so interesting, so beautiful, and they do catch our attention. It's not that they're bad in themselves, is it? But so often they distract us from the truly important. I'd like to suggest today that as we look at the scriptures, that we find out how to keep our hearts on Christ in Christmas. And to me, there's an old adage that says the only person you can change is yourself. But if enough individuals do change their focus at Christmas, maybe it will have an impact on others. I think, though, that it's far more productive to take a look at where God is calling us to treasure Him in our hearts and to strengthen our faith. Far more benefit in that than in chastising others anonymously for their lack of faith. So let's keep Christ in our thoughts. Let's keep Christ in our lives as we pursue this Christmas season. The way that we do this is described in the Word of God, in this letter from Jude, as he proclaims the truth of God's call upon our lives, as he reminds us of many things. And first of all, let's take a look at his reminder that in the last days there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. Now, when Jude mentions this, he mentions it to set it aside as a problem. That is to say, he admits the problem exists, but he doesn't focus his attention on it. He tells us that Jesus knew this would happen, that this does not come as a surprise to our Lord and Savior, as though something unexpected was happening among the Christians of his day. And neither should we consider it unexpected today if we find that our culture is filled with scoffers and mockers and those who want to change the message of the gospel. That is what was happening even in Jude's day, and that was what Jesus predicted. So it may seem like the troubles that we face in our culture today are novel and threatening, but let's remember that Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, has overcome this kind of resistance from the very beginning of the message of the gospel, and that the truth of Jesus Christ has remained potent to change people's hearts in spite of the cultural changes around us. The world, if we look at the sort of cycles of human history, the world has drifted away from Christ from time to time, and has drifted back and has been drawn back, has been called back, and God has brought revival at different times. But as we endure challenges to our own faith, we should take heart from the example of the early Christians who are called over and over again in the Word of God to endure and to persevere and to remain in the love of Christ. That's our calling too, and we're going to look even more at that as we continue on with this message. But let's remember the beautiful message of Christmas to center ourselves on Jesus Christ as we listen to Sarah Groves from her album Christmas, from her Christmas album. And the song that she's going to sing is a rather different version of O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Keeping Christ in our hearts during this Christmas season is a process or an exercise that Jude describes for us when he tells us to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. How shall we build ourselves up in our faith and keep Christ in our hearts at Christmas? He begins by speaking about prayer. He says, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman when he met her by a well, and they debated about where worship should take place. And Jesus said, the time is coming when true worshipers will not worship on the mountain or in the temple, but they shall worship God in spirit and in truth. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're praying not just a set of prayers that someone has taught us, so those can be useful in drawing us near to God. And certainly the prayer that is most commonly prayed by believers, the Lord's Prayer, was taught by Jesus himself to bring us into a place of prayer. But it's not merely the words of prayer, but the attitude of drawing near to God and letting the Holy Spirit be at work in our lives as we pray. And the first thing to do when we find ourselves looking for Jesus to be closer is to call out to him, to pray to him, and remember to pray in the Holy Spirit. And so if the season of Christmas is busy, if the preparations are getting overwhelming, if all the events on your calendar are keeping you from the really important things, stand aside and do the most vital thing of all, pray in the Holy Spirit. Jude goes on to say, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. The thought life that we live as we go through the ups and downs of this life is, for Jude, a life of hope, that we try to remind ourselves of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ for eternal life. For keeping ourselves in God's love is something that is a phrase that Jesus uses as well. When Jesus uses the phrase, abiding in my love, he connects it with paying attention to the commandments of God, living and walking in the way that God wants us to, having a godly conduct. So we have prayer, and we have a hope, and we have an abiding in God's love through godly conduct. These things all help us to remain firm in our faith. How often we find ourselves assailed by doubts because our lives have not been measuring up to what we believe God's standard to be. We should not be assailed by doubts if we have fallen into some kind of sin or distraction. Instead, we should turn to the love of God and remember his forgiveness. But how much better if we keep in the love of God? How much less of an emotional roller coaster do we go on if we remain in his love by following as closely as we're able? And whenever we fall away, to return with repentance and faith to the seat of mercy that we have in Christ. And in that godly conduct, there's another aspect of mercy to others. I think somehow that when we get angry at the world around us, when we get overwhelmed by the troubles around us, and we start to become critical and condemning of the world around us, we not only darken our speech, but we darken our own thoughts. We darken our own hope. For Jesus tells us over and over again that blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. He says, blessed are you who forgive those for who have offended you, for you also will be forgiven. It's far easier to believe in God's mercy when you act mercifully towards others and when you give them the benefit of the doubt. So be merciful, Jude says, and the Word of God says, be merciful to those who doubt. Are there people who have been kind of caught in the undertow of this culture and are expressing doubts? Do not condemn, Jude says, but be merciful. Are there some who have actually fallen into sin? And Jude says, again, your job is not to condemn them, but to snatch them from the fire, as he puts it so colorfully. Lift them out, draw them out, and try to save them from the direction their life is taking them. And to others, he says, show mercy mixed with fear. And by this, he speaks about a fear which recognizes corruption, recognizes the danger that people are placing them in, and so in mercy, warning them and calling them to a better life. Godly conduct includes showing mercy to others, not just living your own holy life, but letting that holiness be manifested in love towards your brothers and sisters. God, it tells us in his word, that he is able to keep us from falling and to prevent us before his glorious presence without fault and with much joy. And he reminds us to give God glory, that as we try to keep Christ in Christmas, worship is going to be a big part of that. To praise the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to recognize their power and their authority and their great mercy and love, and to recognize that He is able to sustain us through these days and any days which may come. Worship this Christmas. Worship Jesus in church and at home, in the music you listen to, and in the life that you lead. Worship the Lord, for He is your Savior and is able to keep you through all things. Well, as we conclude, let's just say a word of prayer. Almighty God, bless us as we continue to seek You, as we continue to try to treasure You in our hearts during this Christmas season. Stir us up to love and good deeds according to Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, thanks everyone for listening, for your encouragement and support through the website and the emails, and for your financial support. You are helping us keep on the air, not only reaching 7,000 listeners in the Ottawa River Valley, but through the internet we are reaching listeners and readers throughout the world. We're so thankful for the global reach of this ministry. If you can, please make a donation payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184 Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. Or you can make a donation through the website itself and support us in that way. Please tell others about the program as well. And once again, please be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now to conclude our program, I'd like to have you listen to a song called Mary Did You Know? This version of it is sung by Gary Chapman from his Christmas album titled This Gift. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you will know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with His constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Yeah! such a baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.